This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, China's central bank officially barred Chinese banks from offering services connected to the virtual digital currency Bitcoin. The government there also issued a new set of regulations for Bitcoin exchanges in China. It's early for us, but in Shanghai's time zone, Marketplace's bureau chief Rob Schmitz is working late. Hey, Rob.
Hey, David. How are you doing?
So how big is Bitcoin in China?
Bitcoin is a currency that transcends political boundaries, as you know, David. But China is quickly becoming Bitcoin's biggest market when you consider that the world's biggest Bitcoin exchange is right here down the road from me in Shanghai. China, of course, is home to a lot of speculators. And at the moment, the returns on Bitcoin are actually better than investing in China's booming property market. But it's not without its dangers. And that's where the People's Bank of China, or the PBOC, comes in. Today, I spoke to Zenon Kaprin, head of Kaprin Asia and an expert on all things Bitcoin, about these new PBOC rules. And here's what he said.
So I think the comments that we've seen from the PBOC today are positive insofar that it is a measured approach. And it's not shutting down something that's completely not understood. But they recognize that it does have potential. But they just want to limit it at the beginning, at least.
Can the People's Bank of China actually shut down Bitcoin if they wanted to?
That's a very good question. You know, the way to regulate Bitcoin would be to target the Bitcoin exchanges where you exchange Bitcoin for either a physical good or another currency. And the People's Bank of China did announce that it would require licenses from Bitcoin exchanges inside of China. They'll be required to file trading records and to take measures to prevent money laundering risks.
Have there been these kinds of problems with Bitcoin in China?
Yeah. In October, a Bitcoin exchange registered in Hong Kong shut down overnight, taking more than $3 million worth of people's money along with them. Police finally caught the suspects, but it showed how dangerous investing in this digital currency can potentially be in China. And it's part of the reason China's central bank did what it did today.
Rob Schmitz is Marketplace's China correspondent. He's in Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.